This is Danielle Jaworowiecka with the BBC News. Hello. The BBC has formally apologised to President Trump for a television programme broadcast last year, which contained a misleading edit of his speech on the day of the US Capitol riots. But it has rejected his demand for financial compensation. The BBC chairman, Samir Shah, has also sent a personal letter of apology. Lawyers for Mr. Trump have threatened to sue the BBC for $1 billion. Here's Rob Watson.
Samir Shah makes clear to the president that he and the corporation are sorry for what happened with the edit. But the separate letter from the BBC to the president's legal team says, yes, an apology. Yes, the programme won't be rebroadcast. I think it's probably worth reading this bit. It says, while the BBC sincerely regrets the manner in which the video clip was edited, we strongly disagree there is a basis for a defamation claim. In other words, we're not going to pay. Potentially see you in court.
The former Bangladeshi Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has denied committing crimes against humanity during a deadly crackdown on the uprising last year that ousted her. Amber Hassan Etirajan reports.
A tribunal in Dhaka is due to give its judgment against the former Bangladeshi Premier and two other officials on Monday. Prosecutors have demanded the death penalty. In her first interview with the BBC since she fled to India in August 2024, Sheikh Hasina claimed that the trial was destined to deliver what she called a preordained guilty verdict. She said the hundreds of killings during the anti-government demonstrations last year were tragic, but categorically denied personally ordering security forces to fire at protesters in the weeks before she fled.
Israel has confirmed a body handed over earlier on Thursday by Hamas is of an Israeli hostage who was killed during the October the 7th attacks. Meni Goddard, who was 73, was killed by the Palestinian group Islamic Jihad, and his body was taken to Gaza. Only three more dead hostages now remain in Gaza. President Macron has promised a ruthless response if terrorists attack France ever again and said France will do everything to prevent such an attack. He was speaking as Paris marked the 10th anniversary of the Islamist attacks that killed 130 people and injured hundreds more.
Personne ne peut garantir, malheureusement.
No one can guarantee, unfortunately, the end of attacks, but we can guarantee that for those who will take arms against France, the response will be intractable, that we will relentlessly continue with this fight against terrorism, and that we will continue to fight for our youth with the same force.
The attacks were the worst in France since the Second World War. Targets included bars and restaurants, the Bataclan Concert Hall and the Stade de France. World News from the BBC. The United States is reported to have carried out another attack on an alleged drug smuggling boat. A Defense Department official told American media that the four people on board were killed in the strike in the Caribbean Sea earlier this week. The US has carried out 20 such attacks since September. A rocket owned by the Amazon founder Jeff Bezos has successfully launched from Florida on its first flight for a paying customer. It was carrying two NASA satellites bound for Mars, where they'll collect information about its climate. This was the moment the rocket lifted off.
Lift off detected.
First motion.
Everyone has cleared the tower.
The launch represented a major step forward for Blue Origin in another way too. The booster rocket touched down safely in the Atlantic, allowing it to be used again. It's a feat that only Elon Musk's SpaceX has managed to accomplish until now. The US has announced trade deals with Argentina, Guatemala, El Salvador and Ecuador. The four South and Central American countries have agreed to open their borders to US products in exchange for tariff relief on some food items and other imports. The nations have welcomed the deals, which are expected to lower the prices of coffee, cocoa and bananas in the US. Barcelona Football Club is planning to put a statue of one of its greatest players, Lionel Messi, at the newly renovated Nou Camp Stadium. The president of the club said Messi was an iconic player who had left his mark and fans would want him to be remembered. The Argentine footballer, who left Barca in 2021, scored more than 700 goals and led the team to 10 La Liga titles. And that's the latest BBC News.